Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast today. These podcasts are brought to you in part by our sponsors, who really truly are what make these podcasts possible every week. O'Fallon Nutrition is a company that I've worked with for over 15 years. They're independently owned and operated, located here in O'Fallon, Missouri, right off of Highway K and Mexico Road. I call this place the Whole Foods of St. Charles County, but even if you are not located on this side of the river, it is still worth the drive. I can remember working all the way down at Powerhouse and still sending people out to O'Fallon Nutrition for their supplements. They are more than a supplement company. You can get grass-fed beef, salad dressing, seasoning for your cooking, hair care products, makeup, deodorant, toothpaste, essential oils, and all the vitamins and minerals that you can think of. If you're looking for clean, whole food nutrition, as well as home care, house care, skin care products, O'Fallon Nutrition is your place. You can take a look at them at O'FallonNutrition.com, or if you'd like to have something shipped, if you're listening to me from outside of St. Louis, you can certainly have items shipped. I know they do free shipping if it's an order over $50, and the phone number is 636-240-5283. Again, it's O'FallonNutrition.com, as well as if preparing your food on a weekly basis is your primary excuse for why you're not able to stay on a good clean eating program, which is something that I hear very regularly from my clients, I would ask you to please take the time to check out Pure Plates. It's pureplatesstl.com. They are a phenomenal place. We get our food from there during the week. They deliver to our Integrity location. They will deliver to your house. They also are just available for pickup. You can go to their Chesterfield location or their Kirkwood location and just pick up meals for the day, as well as just having them delivered right to your door. So if preparing your food is your main excuse for why you cannot stay on a healthy eating program, then I would suggest just stop by Pure Plates. Just try it. If you're trying to lower your blood pressure, you're trying to lower your cholesterol, you're trying to get your blood sugar down, try to do Pure Plates meals for a week and just see how different you feel. These are organic meals. They are gluten-free. If you need them to be, they can be dairy-free. They are soy-free. You're not taking any processed sugars or meat curing agents or preservatives. They really, truly believe in nutrient-dense meals that are just whole food nutrition. And I've had my clients, or have made recommendations for my clients for years at Pure Plates. It's pureplatesstl.com, or you can call them to ask questions at 636-778-3555. Again, remembering that they have a location in Chesterfield as well as in Kirkwood that you can just run by and pick up a meal today. Everyone always asks me where I get my meat from, and given that I really eat meat on a daily basis, typically beef primarily, my meat is very important to me. I have an autoimmune condition, and I want grain-free, corn-free meat, and I just haven't found the confidence in stores in knowing that I'm getting 100% grass-fed, grass-finished beef. And I have searched and searched and searched for the right farm, and I have found the farm. It's fedfromthefarm.com, fed, F-E-D, fromthefarm.com. These farmers are amazing. It's a family. They're here in Missouri, and they have the desire, just like I do, to see people well and to see people healthy, and they put a lot into what they do. It's such a wonderful family to support. They do offer 100% grass-finished, grass-fed, meaning that's it, a beef, and I get my ribeyes, I get my ground beef, my ground sirloin, I get my chuck roast. I mean, they basically have everything. They even have awesome jerky, but they also have eggs, they have chickens, and they have turkey. I'm planning on getting a turkey for Thanksgiving, and if you'd like lamb, they have that as well. But if you are in need of good quality grass-fed, grass-finished beef, or quality eggs, chicken, turkey, don't just settle for what you're getting at the local store. to go out on the internet and check out Fed from the Farm. That you can arrange a pickup or you can have it delivered to your to your home. And I can guarantee you, you're going to taste the difference. For me, my health actually depends on it. So I really thank God to have found such a great farmer. FedFromTheFarm.com. I hope it blesses you.
Welcome to Faith, Fuel, and Fitness, the Integrity Way, with your hosts, John and Debbie Morris from Integrity Training Systems.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is John and Debbie Morris with Integrity Training Systems on Real Talk 93.3. We always like to start our show by first talking about what it means to be a warrior. We believe very much in warrioring through life, and the definition in the dictionary of a warrior is a brave or experienced soldier. And I talk about every week the difference between believing that you have to be brave and experienced versus brave or experienced. Like, sometimes you're not going to feel very brave in the face of the danger or the situation that you're dealing with on a daily basis. So you just have to remind yourself that you're experienced. You've been through a thing or two. I mean, unless you're a newborn baby, you've probably dealt with something, and that actually is what qualifies you to know that you're going to be capable of taking on the next thing in front of you. And we talk each week about what either Debbie and I are dealing with that we are warrioring through in our present life, or we talk about what clients are warrioring through, just to kind of breathe a little bit of faith into you guys as to if we're dealing with it and overcoming it, or our clients are dealing with it and overcoming it, that it's possible for you as well. So, Debbie, what do you have for us this week?
I've been studying favor a lot recently, and every time I try to go and like look into like a different section of the Bible or listen to a different type of podcast, I always feel, you know, led to go back to studying on blessing or studying on favor. And I've just really had to work hard at accepting the truth, and that the truth in the Bible is that, you know, God wants us to be blessed and he wants us to be favored. He considers us highly favored, and he's very clear about how he wants to impart these blessings on us. And I've really had to work hard at just believing that I'm deserving of it, believing and expecting that I will receive it, and not just sort of like staying in this mindset of, you know, I'm really blessed, and, you know, I should be very thankful for what I have, and I shouldn't have any sort of expectancy of anything greater. And I'm honestly not even really talking about material possessions. I'm just talking about like the possibility of like changing more lives and being able to get in front of more people and creating a space where we can, you know, offer more dynamic healthcare for people. And then even going as big as like, you know, having the type of faith to actually change the medical community and the way that they think, and you know, the way that they treat people and the types of treatments that become available, you know, for people, so that the type of healing that we've experienced in the past year can be available for everyone just going to a standard doctor. But I'll find myself like shrinking back as I'm studying. So I guess that's why God keeps positioning me in the same topic over and over again. I will write it out. I mean, like I have like all these lists all over the place reminding me that, you know, I'm blessed and highly favored, that the favor of God is on me, you know, that everything I put my hands to will prosper, you know, just continually reminding myself of scripture that's very true, very sincerely right there in front of my face, but yet I have to warrior through the mindset shift of just acknowledging and believing that I'm fully capable of receiving.
Right.
At that
level. I just think that it's that concept of knowing what you're capable of obtaining, and knowing that you're willing to put in the work to obtain it, and knowing that God can bless you with it, and believing that while also being thankful for where you are and what you are doing. You know, but I think sometimes people get so hung up on this concept of, well, you know, it could be worse. Think about if you had to deal with this or you had to deal with that. And there's validity in that, you know, rooting yourself and being, you know, thankful for what you've got. But that doesn't mean you have to settle for where you are,
right?
You know, while moving towards what it is that you're thinking you should accomplish with your life. Something that's been coming up a lot for me lately with clients is caring too much about what other people think. And getting hung up on this, like not doing what it is you know you're supposed to do, not fighting the battles you know you're supposed to fight because you care too much about what others are thinking when they're watching you do it. And I know that this used to be a like incredible struggle for me, and I still deal with it, but not quite to the extent that I would say I did about a decade ago. But some examples are, you know, I have a client and he is looking to try to help people to understand that it's not too late for them to become healthy and that there are tactics that you can implement to start to become more healthy. And he wants to post about it. You know, he wants to post on social media to talk about what it is that he does to remain healthy and some of the concepts that he implements that are very simplistic to be better. But he gets this fear every time that he begins to post something or talk about something that his friends on his page might be like, you know, you're dumb. Like, why would you post about that? Or, oh, we don't care. Or, oh, you're so hung up on yourself, you know. And his spouse will say like, hey, you know, you want to post that because if it helps one person, it's worth it. And that's what your intention is. You have to focus on your intention, not on what other people are going to say about you. And I think that's so true in the things that we do because we get so hung up sometimes on what people might think that we lose sight of why we're doing what we're doing. You know, another example, I have another client and, you know, he's trying to be really healthy. He's been healthy for a long time. He's really changed his life with his food and exercise. And he still deals with certain family members giving him a hard time about not consuming pizza and cake on his birthday. To the extent that he'll cave and he'll do that, and then he'll feel like garbage for 3 days afterwards. And it's like our society is so driven to believe so strongly in what they believe that they're willing to guilt people into agreeing with them. And I think sometimes you just have to recognize that what you're looking to accomplish, not everybody's going to understand it. You know, not everybody's going to understand why you can't eat certain things. Not everybody's going to understand why you're trying to lose weight. Not everybody's going to understand why it's not just one thing and it's such a big deal to you. You know, we all fight our own battles and you have to find like-minded individuals, just like the Bible says, to surround yourself with so that when you run into these people that will judge you, you don't actually take credit or put credit in their words. Because you've decided that you're doing what you're doing for the Lord, you're doing what you're doing because you know you're supposed to, and you're doing it for your why, which just outweighs someone's opinion.
I mean, if you're going to be posting on social media on a regular basis, you have got to thicken your skin,
right?
And literally just completely eliminate all care or concern about what other people are thinking of you. And I mean, you have to be so completely dead focused on what God has called you to
right.
do. And if you're questioning, are you doing the right thing or not? It's like, you got to get it lined up with the Lord, not with what other people are saying.
Right.
Because if it's truly lined up with what God's called you to do, yeah, there's a really good chance that quite a few other people are going to come against it.
Right.
And they probably will make fun of you.
Yep.
I can't even tell you how many people have made fun of me in my career and in my lifetime. I mean, like national people have discredited me. But at the end of the day, they are now doing the things that they discredited me for. You know, so it doesn't matter. Like you can't let it, you can't have a dog in that fight. Like you can't roll around in mud and not get mud on yourself.
Well,
I mean, you know, it's just you just got to focus on the purpose and the plan.
I don't know where the quote came from, but you know, they always talk about If you want everybody to like you, do nothing, because if you do something and you do it well, someone will hate you for
right,
it.
Right, exactly.
You know, somebody's going to judge you for it. Someone's got to tear you down to build themselves up. So if you've got a mission, especially one that God's called you to do, you've got to understand that there will be resistance. And if you get hung up on listening to that noise, it's just going to bring you down.
Absolutely. You know, for us, you know, the point of this segment is just really to help encourage you, to inspire you, and just to really show you that, you know, at Integrity, that's what we do. We've built a formula where we have this location where you come in and there's just life, there's light, there's just a spirit in there of just a group of people that really want to see everyone else win. For more information on a six-month nutrition program with us at Integrity Training Systems, you can take a look at integritytrainingsystems.com, or to schedule a free personal fitness assessment with any of our personal trainers, you can give us a call at 636-299-2208. For nutrient-dense, gluten-free, dairy-free baked goods delivered to your doorstep from my personal bakery, take a look at sophiesbakery.com. And for 100% grass-finished beef delivered to your door, take a look at fedfromthefarm.com. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now.
How I need you now.
Welcome back, everybody. This is John and Debbie Morris with Integrity Training Systems on Real Talk 93.3. Just got done talking about what it means to be a warrior. And, you know, one of the things that I brought up was how people will judge you, you know, sometimes, or, you know, you might get caught up on what people think about you when you're attempting to do something. And one thing that we commonly run into that with in our line of work is weight loss. You know, when people attempt to lose weight or they talk about wanting to get healthy by changing how they eat and what they consume, you know, there's a lot of judgment in that. You'll hear people say like, oh, well, you know, it's your birthday, or it's this day, or it's just one night out a week, or it's just, you know, every other meal, or what's just a little bit matter, or it's just one scoop of ice cream. And a lot of times people don't understand that, you know, it's very similar to telling a drug addict that that's just one hit of a drug. You know, sometimes people are where they are because of a struggle that they may not be telling you about. And when you start having those types of conversations and pushing that way, you start pushing someone towards something that is actually negative for them. And I've never really understood that from the nutrition side of things, because it's like, why not just let someone do what they're doing? It doesn't really make sense to me. But something that's been a topic for you here lately, Debbie, is what the best diet is for weight loss. And I think that it's kind of interesting that people think that that might actually be one specific meal plan. But why don't you talk to us just a little bit about what that quote-unquote best diet is?
I usually tell people that it's the one that you're most consistent with. You know, sure. So obviously if you're working with a professional and they put you on a very well-balanced diet and you feel good on it and you stay consistent with it, that's the best diet for weight loss. But what's most important, in my opinion, is that you're not hyper-restricting. Now, don't get me wrong. In order to lose weight, there's going to be some boundaries that have to be set up, or you're not going to lose weight. And it's just unrealistic to think that you're going to have pizza every single weekend and lose weight, create a lifestyle, and become healthy. It's just not realistic. But what you're looking for is balance. So you're looking for nutrient-dense meals. We definitely want to have carbohydrates because they build energy. They really help to open your eyes every single day. They fuel your brain. But if we're only having carbohydrates and we're not having any quality fat or any quality protein with that, then all of that is going to be so short-lived. So you're always going to be looking for something. You're always going to be craving something. You're always going to be wanting something. So we want balance within the meals, okay? But we don't want to get so restricted that we're only eating one type of vegetable and one type of meat and, you know, one type of fat source. We want variety within the vegetables. We want diversity for your gut. We want to have several different types of meats, several different types of fishes, several different types of protein sources, quality fat, sources of all different types. And again, like just such a wide variety of vegetables. But we need to understand the dynamic of your schedule, of your lifestyle, of your gut health, your energy output, how much time do you spend moving? That helps us to determine how much food you should be consuming. It's not just a matter of eliminating all breads, all pastas, all this, all that, and then suddenly losing weight. Maybe it's possible that you will lose weight, but will you keep the weight off? Because if you're just going to go back to those foods again, you're just going to slowly bring that food back on. And even, I'm not a medicine pusher in any way, shape, or form, but even with semaglutide, that is so popular nowadays, I actually think it is an excellent option for people because there are a lot of metabolically inefficient people right now in the world, and a peptide like that can really help a person in so many areas outside of just weight loss. But if you don't get yourself on a well-balanced diet, and I mean a blood sugar stabilizing diet, and you go on semaglutide, you're going to go right back to where you were before when you go off of semaglutide. You have to get on a well-balanced diet, or you're not going to be able to sustain all of the quality changes that you're making while on it. Well, it's really not a lot different from just being on a quality diet. You need to be on a really good nutrient-dense diet. Maybe the time will come where you can maintain your weight so that on the weekends you can have a little something extra, or during the week, you can bring in a little bit of extra starch, or maybe you can add an extra meal, and that helps you to maintain your weight after you've gotten to that leanness that you're looking for. But what we want is proper digestion, going to the bathroom every single day. We want it to be formed and normal. We want mental clarity and focus. We want good quality, sustainable energy all throughout your day. We want no hunger. We want to know when it's time to eat that you're hungry, but we don't need hunger all throughout the day and mad cravings all throughout your day. And we want to make sure that you're getting a good quality night's sleep. These are all signs and signals that you're on the right diet and that it's improving your health. If you have three or four of those items that are not going well, then you're not on the right plan and you really have to work at getting into a better balance. Now, it might take 30 days to get into that balance, so give it a chance. It may take a little while before it actually really clicks over and works. But unfortunately, if you're 3 months into it or 4 months into it and you're still unable to say that all of those items are coming across successful, then you're not on a healthy, sustainable lifestyle managing plan for weight loss.
Well, that's one thing that I've always found fascinating about the way you do nutrition, even though it varies between person to person. There are elements that are similar through elimination and figuring out what works for a person and what doesn't. But it changes based on what is called micronutrients. So when you talk about balancing nutrients, like you actually go down to a micro level within the foods to ensure all of the things you just said. You hear macronutrients thrown around a lot where people just talk about hitting their macros, meeting their macros, probably just protein, fat, carbohydrate. But the problem with macro diets is you can control your weight with that. You may gain or lose, gain muscle, lose weight, whatever it may be. But are you actually ensuring that you're healthy? And that's why I've always found it fascinating that while you could put together a macro profile, you don't. You actually chase that balance through those nutrients.
There's also some people that cannot control their weight with a macronutrient diet because they're not paying attention to the pro-inflammatory ingredients that they're taking on a daily basis. So they continue to have histamine responses in the body. They have swelling. They have allergy issues. They have skin issues. They have pain issues. They have gut issues. And even though they're following their macronutrients, this macro profile that they were suggested, they're still not feeling better. They're still having all of these issues. And the body's continuing to get more and more inflamed because of the ingredients in the food that they're having, even though it follows the macros. So it goes beyond just the macros, and it really goes into what type of food are you having, what's in the food, and what is that food doing to your body. you know, just overall your health and why do you feel the way that you feel because you're having those ingredients. That's what we help you do with our six-month nutrition program. For more information on that, you can take a look at us at Integrity Training Systems or give us a call at 636-299-2208. For a free personal fitness assessment with any of our personal trainers, please give us a call or take a look at the website. For nutrient-dense, gluten-free, dairy-free baked goods delivered to your doorstep from my personal bakery to you, take a look at sophiesbakery.com. And for 100% grass-finished beef delivered to your doorstep, take a look at fedfromthefarm.com.
Welcome back, everybody. John and Debbie Morris with Integrity Training Systems on Real Talk 93.3. Want to talk a little bit about recovering from injuries and health issues. This is something that's been kind of a hot topic here lately for both Debbie and I. Is if you follow our social media at all, you've seen Debbie has started posting about kind of some of the health issues she's dealt with in the last year and how she's had to overcome that. And then if you have been around our facility, you know that I've actually been dealing with some physical issues over the last year and a half. And it's kind of funny to even talk about. It's like, wait a minute, these guys own this fitness center and they're both beat up. It's like, well, yeah, that's actually what qualifies us to be able to help other people, is that we have been beat up. You know, if we were walking around as perfect as everybody expects you to be when you own a gym, then we probably wouldn't have a whole lot of knowledge on how to help you. And, you know, what I've been dealing with is I actually broke three vertebrae in my spine 17 years ago, and I never had surgery. I was able to go through some rehabilitation and therapy, and I was just told that I would deal with pain and at some point require some form of surgery. And about 4 years ago, I actually got out of strength training, and I had gotten really into competitive jiu-jitsu. Which is great. The problem is what was holding my back together was the strength training I was doing. I had gotten myself strong enough to keep my vertebrae and my connective tissue in line so that I wouldn't get injured. And when I gave up the strength training and I just started focusing on the jiu-jitsu, unfortunately, I just think I got myself into a place where my back was slightly weakened. And one day I was doing something really cool, really tough, and really strong, and that's how I got hurt. What I was doing was setting a spray bottle down in my garage, and I threw my back out. So that was it. You know, I just leaned over in the garage, set a spray bottle down, and click, didn't come back up. I was on a cane for about 6 weeks after a week of not being able to walk. Got myself to being able to walk with the cane, and then after that 6 weeks, had to spend about another 6 months recovering. I mean, I was doing everything. I was doing chiropractic. I was doing physical therapy, I was doing acupuncture, all of the things that I knew I needed to do to get myself well and to get myself better, all the way up to the point that I had recovered, I had gotten strong again, and I had made my comeback. I was feeling good. I was lifting in the gym, and I was doing a seated row, and the cable snapped. Launched me off of the seated row, threw me into another piece of equipment, gave me a concussion, threw my back right back out, and it was actually worse than the story I just told you. At that point, I went through this phase, I'd say for about a week, where I had kind of decided that it was over. Like, I'm not retraining my body. I give up. You know, I can own a gym. I can train other people to be well. Everybody knows how bad my back is. They're going to understand why I'm not making a comeback. I don't care to be strong ever again. I'm done. You know, like, I've done this too many times. I've rehabbed and recovered too many times. This is it. I'm out. And I just had this moment where I was like, what example does that set for the people that I have a call from God to help? What example, if I give up, am I giving to others about what they should do? So I just started getting better. I went to the different types of commodities that I knew I needed to use to make myself well. I went to the things that I could afford. I started seeking out acupuncture. I started doing massages again as I could. I started doing the therapy and rehab that I know I would do with a client if they needed it. And I started getting stronger. And the guys that I work out with, it's kind of fascinating. I am substantially larger than they are. I've got about 100 pounds on both of them. And they joke because one of them said, as I've gotten stronger now and I've returned to my old self, man, it must have really been eating you up to lift the weight that we were lifting for that long, because now you're doubling us. And it's laughable. We joke about it and, you know, we laugh. But the reality is, no, it didn't eat me up, because it's what I had to do to be well. It was the process that was required to get me back to where I am now. And I had to be willing to put in that work. I had to be willing to not give up. And it's just so important to do what you can to get to where you want to go. And I had to be thankful to not be back where I was. So I'm not 100% healed. I'm not 100% perfect. My knee and low back are bothering me a little bit today, but I have overcome and I will continue to overcome because I'm not going to give up. Deb, talk to us a little bit about what it is that you've recently been working through and having to overcome, and, you know, some of the ways that you're going about doing that.
Well, I mean, I know that we've talked a little bit about like the swelling and just, you know, being able to overcome the swelling and all of the treatments that I've done for that and being able to bring it down. And I'm super thankful to have had that opportunity. But I'm just really thankful that God has met me where I'm at, and that he's basically just said, I'm with you in this situation. And, you know, you're going to start exercising and you're going to start really slow and it's going to be really light and you're going to feel like you're wasting your time. But I'm going to make every single workout count for you, and your body's going to change and you're going to be healthier and stronger with every workout that you do. And that's just what I've done. I've just woke up each day and I've made it a priority. I've not made excuses. Maybe some days I didn't feel good, but I still did it anyways. I listened to my body. I took time for balance. I did stretching. I did breath work, and I did strength training, and I did cardio. I didn't just do one thing. I managed my intensity levels and just made sure that I stayed very well balanced in all of those areas. And I just really think that that really has to be a priority, is just understanding that, you know, you can make a commitment, you know, to a certain plan. But if you're not, I guess you could say, I hate to keep using the word balance, but if you're not committed to diversity, you really can send yourself sort of into an unhealthier state than what you're even beginning in. So I want to use the example of, you know, maybe like a pop-up workout shop, you know, and I hate using names of places because I think that they're all really great places, but I think they're not great places for 5 days a week worth of training. So if you go into a really high intensity workout, okay, and it's, you know, super intense and it's like a boot camp and you're crazy sweating and you're just really putting it all out there for 30 minutes, and that's what you're doing 5 days a week, and you're very consistent and determined and you show up to this place 5 days a week, I really think you're going to set yourself up for either an injury, an imbalance in the body, higher cortisol, more swelling in the body, or more stress. Now, if you set yourself up for a high intensity workout 2 days a week and then a weight training workout 3 days a week, and then a cardio walking session 5 days a week, stretching and breath work for 10 minutes 5 days a week, then all of the sudden the body has the opportunity, just like those vegetables I talked about, to have diversity. And you're going to actually release tension and lactic acid that gets built up and to calm your nervous system with the stretching and the breath work. Your lymphatic system is going to start to drain more properly when you're taking the walk and you're dialing down your intensity with your cardio. Then on the high intensity day, great, you get a shift and you really go into an intense level. But yet on those strength training days, just like John said, sure, the jiu-jitsu was great, but he actually wasn't doing anything to support his spine. And that strength training that he had done for years, it had gotten him that far, but because he hard stopped it, he really noticed a difference in how stable his spine was, or how stable your knees will be, or how stable your hips will be. So those 3 days a week of strength training are going to make it possible for you to do that high-intensity training in a safe manner. But if the only thing you're doing is a high intensity 30-minute boot camp style workout 5 days a week, you never stretch, you never do breath work, you never do strength training, you're asking to have high cortisol, you're asking to feel anxious, you're asking to feel swollen, you're asking to not recover, you're asking to have reoccurring injuries. These are all really important dynamics. So I think for me, what I had to recognize is, okay, maybe I can't do all of these things, but I'm going to do the things that I can do.
Right.
God showed me what those were, and he's also been with me every step of the way to show me when I can step it up. You know, the other night I was at the gym and John wasn't with me, and I did 25-pound dumbbells on my overhead shoulder press, and I thought to myself, okay, I was able to do that 10 times with no problem. I probably could have taken it to 12. So I just decided for the last set, I'm going to do 30-pound dumbbells. There was no in-between. So it was 25s or it was 30s. So for the last set, I went and grabbed the 30s, and I was only able to get 6 of those. I just want you to understand that 3 months ago, I did a shoulder press with 8-pound dumbbells. 3 months ago.
Right.
And that was all I could do. And it was hard. And it seems ridiculous that 8 pounds was hard. But my muscles and my lymph system, my circulation, everything was being impacted by it. My joints, everything. So when I did this 30 pounds at 6, that was a huge thing for me to even be able to pop those things over my head. Then I set them down. I walked over the dumbbell rack and I grabbed 20s and I finished out the set standing with the 20s because I could. I've built that stamina. I've built that muscular, you know, endurance, and then I've just built that endurance on my own, and I'm in a position now where I can step it up like that. But it actually took a lot of diversity to get there. It took doing the cardio. It took doing the stretching. It took doing the breath work. It took doing all of those things to be able to take that intensity level up.
Yeah, I think the thing that we want to have you consider here is thinking about discipline. And I've talked about this on the show before where I'll have people that say, man, I wish I had your motivation to work out. And I'm like, well, you mean you wish you didn't want to work out at all? Because that's how motivated I am. I mean, my motivation is my discipline. My discipline is knowing that I want to be around for my wife. I want to be around for my daughter. I want to be around to help my client base. I don't work out because I enjoy the workout. It's just not me. Some people do. Some people love the exercise. Some people love the pump. Some people love the sweat.
Jiu-jitsu. Like, you know, that's I do enjoy jiu-jitsu,
but the strength training that I require and the cardio that I require, that's a discipline. And so what you have to do is when you're dealing with these injuries or you're dealing with these situations that might be setting you back, you have to still persist through the discipline and say, okay, like, I'm not going to be able to do maybe necessarily what I'm used to or what I've been doing, but I'm going to do what I need to do to get me through to return to the best version of myself that I'm capable of being. And that might be an 8-pound overhead press. That might be just using a band and doing some external rotations. It might just be standing on the treadmill and walking for a little bit. You know, I've got one client right now and he's really struggling. You know, he's put a lot of weight back on because of some health issues. And all he's capable of doing right now is very, very basic short burst movement. And I know it's easy. We've talked about it in your mind to just say, like, you know what? I is this even worth it? Like, what am I even accomplishing? I used to work out X hard or Y hard or Z hard. It was so hard. And now this is all I can do? Well, I assure you it's worth it. It's
Absolutely.
Worth doing.
It is so worth it. You will see a change from it. And that's what we help you do. We help you to progress appropriately for your body, for your body type, and for your body's needs. For more information on a 6-month nutrition program with us at Integrity, take a look at integritytrainingsystems.com. To schedule a free personal fitness assessment with any of our personal trainers, give us a call at 636-299-2208. For gluten-free, nutrient-dense, dairy-free baked goods delivered to your doorstep, take a look at sophiesbakery.com. And for 100% fully grass-finished meats delivered to your door, take a look at fedfromthefarm.com.
Welcome back, everybody. John and Debbie Morris with Integrity Training Systems on Real Talk 93.3. We just got done talking about how to recover from injury and health issues and a little bit of the journey that both Debbie and I have been on here recently. And I just want to talk a little bit about how we defend against the hits of life and what that means. You know, Rocky, of course, everybody thinks of Rocky. You know, it's not about how hard you can hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. And I love that quote, even though it's from, you know, a movie that's not real. The idea is very real. And that's because life will never stop throwing things at you. No matter how green you think someone else's grass is, no matter how happy their look or their life looks on Facebook, they're dealing with something too. Life is also throwing things at them. And so when I think about how I'm going to defend against the hits that life throws at me, you know, I think about my team. Now, I've got God on my side, and I press into him, and I press into knowing that he has my back. But I also married my biggest fan. I married someone who lifts me up on an hourly basis. You know, I married someone that is a teammate of mine. I think about my staff and the people at my gym. I think about my client base. And the way I defend is by pressing into these people. You know, we've created this tribe, this family of people, of like-minded individuals to take things on, you know. And one of the things that commonly comes at me is my mind. You know, I get inside my head with the imbalances I have from being hit so many times in the head. It's very easy for me to just not want to get out of bed for the day, not want to go help the people that I'm supposed to help, or being so anxious that I feel like I can't take my day on. And I've just had to implement processes, procedures, and protocols to get myself to move forward. And I know you recently talked about this on your Facebook, Debbie, about you posted a picture about some of the post-its that you have laying around of things that people have said to you or that you have written in Bible verses or things that I've even wrote for you, and that's one way that you have implemented a way to fight back against what your mind might be telling you for your day. But what are some other things that you find are helpful for getting yourself through the way life might try to hit you?
Well, I think it's like, what's your foundation? I just met with a good friend today, and we did a podcast, you know, just very specifically on a devotion. And it was all about hope. And it was like, well, how do you stay in hope? How do you stay anchored to hope? Well, the way I stay anchored to hope is through the Word of God, and to truly believe that there is hope. The only way I can stay consistent in that belief pattern is by continuing to review His Word. His Word is so clear, and it's so concise, and it's so specific. And if I stay into a place where I'm meditating on that, it's really hard to believe anything other than that, right? Okay, so it's going to be important in all areas of your life to be able to find that type of messaging, okay? So if you're needing to get healthier, if you're needing to get stronger, if you're, you know, needing to have stronger relationships, or you're wanting to equip yourself better at your job, you're going to have to find a positive messenger or someone out there that has not, you know, this diluted message, but has like the real information that can really impact you. And you're going to have to saturate yourself in it. I made this decision, 3 months ago when I first started to see the change in the swelling. I made a decision that I wanted to improve my marriage, and I really didn't feel like I had a bad marriage. I felt like I actually had a pretty decent marriage. But when I got so sick this past year and nobody could figure out what was wrong with me, I felt like I had been given a gift at life to actually see the swelling go down, even though not a single doctor was able to figure out what was wrong with me. And so I thought to myself, I need to level up my life a little bit, because life can just pass you by. And then I'm watching people die of cancer on a regular basis, and I'm just thinking to myself, I've been given the opportunity to live, so I have got to start leveling up what I do. So I made a decision that I wanted to improve my marriage. So I bought 3 books, and I read these 3 books on marriage. All 3 are Christian books. One of the books that I felt like was the strongest was called The Go-Giver Marriage. And The Go-Giver for Business is amazing, but The Go-Giver Marriage book was outstanding. And all three of these books just gave me these principles that honestly, like, it was just like getting into the Bible. You know, when you've got somebody hating on you, you get into the full armor of God and you start really, you know, trying to, you know, meditate on that. When you're trying to fight, you know, symptoms in your body, you get into Psalm 91, right? There's always a technique. There's a tool. There's something that you can equip yourself with. When it came to my relationship, I was like, I understand the Bible's clear about how I should be as a wife, but I'm thinking to myself, in a practical world, what can I do to be a better wife to my husband? How can I continue to improve on a regular basis instead of letting the passion die or letting it dull out? What can I do at this stage of the game, 10 years later, to actually make my husband desire me more today than he did the day that he met me? And I don't just mean in a physical way. I mean like making him laugh and making him want to cuddle with me and making him want to go have fun, do fun things with me, and literally making him say, like, I'd rather be with my wife right now than play a video game or be with my friends or do these things. I mean, what can I do to make him desire after me in that way? And how can I desire after him in that way? Because I want to spend the next 30 years of my life loving my husband that way. And I'm just using this one topic as an example, but I dove in head first into data like that. And so I just really think if you're trying to secure yourself in any area of your life, hire a professional. Okay, that's one example. You know, get with somebody, get into an environment where you're surrounded by people that are like-minded. Like if I'm surrounded by girls that hate on their husband all day long, and there's plenty of them because I'm a personal trainer, I listen to it, right? Then how's that going to make me a better wife?
Right.
I'm going to end up being like that, right? But get around faith-fueled people. Get around people that are eating clean, that are not drinking all the time, that are trying to chase after a healthier life. Go to a place that you're surrounded by these types of people, and then get into the word, get into a word that supports what you're trying to create. Study what you're trying to get better at, and then surround yourself with that word. I have that in my office. I have that at home. You know, declare it for your life and claim it, and writing it is one way, but also speaking it is another.
Well, I just think it's important for people to remember that ideals and attitudes are contagious. So, you know, whether you try to say someone's going to rub off on you or not, they are.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You will be a product of the circle you run with. The only person who is able to hang out with some of the most destitute people in the world and not be affected by them was Jesus. You know, I always love that when people are like, well, Jesus hung out with these people and Jesus hung out with them, so like it's okay for me as well. It's like, no, Jesus was hanging out with them to save them, and you aren't going to do that. They're going to drag you down because you are not Jesus.
Yeah.
So if you spend your time around people that are talking about cheating on their wives, you're going to have the idea planted in your head. If you're hanging out with people at work that are telling you that their job sucks and they hate how much they have to work and how hard it is and how difficult the business owners are to work, you're going to start to believe that agenda. Even if you say you don't, even if you care about those people, that gets planted. And every seed that's planted is one that can potentially grow. And so you want to think about the fact that everything that you're around is contagious. Claiming you're not going to get it is like hanging out with someone that's got the flu, letting them spit in your face and just saying, oh, that'll never happen to me. I'm not going to end up with the flu. So surround yourself with people that have a positive, contagious nature and not a negative one.
That's the thing. It's like it can be contagious for negative, but it can be contagious for good.
Correct.
And, you know, at Integrity, that's what I feel like it is. And it's not just us. It's not just the workers. It's the people that go there.
Right.
I mean, the clients are just as contagious for good as we are. They're all building each other up. I mean, it's just such an amazing place. I feel like our church is that way. It's a very encouraging church. You know, you've got to find all your places, right? You've got to find your tribe. You got to find your people that support you and that build you.
It's why we created the place.
It is, very much so. And if you're looking for a place to really help you level up with your health and really take you to a different place in terms of how you feel and creating that lifestyle, take a look at integritytrainingsystems.com. We would love to have you, and we would love to help you. We want to support the vision of a healthy lifestyle for you and really teach you and coach you how to do that. For more information, take a look at integritytrainingsystems.com or give us a call at 636-299-2208. And don't forget, for gluten-free, dairy-free, nutrient-dense baked goods delivered to your doorstep from my personal bakery, take a look at sophiesbakery.com. And 100% grass-fed beef delivered to your door from fedfromthefarm.com. Thank you for listening, and God bless.